May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This has been some week. First, the terrible mass shooting in Orlando last Sunday morning. The latest in a much too long list of such incidents. Followed by the reaction from our politicians and national media, both rational and irrational. And then on Friday, across the Atlantic, the tragic shooting of Joe Cox, a member of parliament in the United Kingdom. And the man charged by police in that attack had links to a white supremacist group here in the U.S. And as always, we also experience personal losses closer to home. This has been a week of shock and sorrow, both public and private. At times like these, we might find ourselves asking the same question as this central character in today's gospel. What have you to do with me, Jesus? I beg you, do not torment me. This comes, of course, from a naked man who lives among the tombs because, Luke's gospel tells us, many demons had entered him. He was rejected by his community and forced to find shelter outside the village. Like the woman who was a sinner in last week's gospel lesson, he lives on the margins. Because of his affliction. The demons have entered him, we are told. And in our rational age, we're inclined to label his ailment mental illness. But I wonder, might he simply be different? Perhaps an eccentric, driven to rage by the frustration of being misunderstood? Did he at some point in his life choose to march to the beat of a different drummer? Maybe he realized he was not like other folks at his core. Is it possible he was gay and was rejected because of it? Whatever the reason, this unwashed man was separated from family, friends, and community. He was utterly alone with his demons. And aren't we all at times? And we ask at those times, what does Jesus have to do with us? Well, the good news of the gospel is that in the depths of our physical and spiritual darkness, we are not alone. Jesus shows up. Even if we rage against being helped, and sometimes we do because we're afraid of being changed. But even then, in our stubbornness or in our unlovableness, Jesus has the power to release us from the grip of our demons. That's what he did for this man. Through the healing power of God's love, he is restored to his best self and sits at Jesus' feet begging to stay with him. But Jesus says, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." Lutheran pastor Delmer Chilton notes that in today's gospel story, and in several that come before and after it, Luke wants to reveal to us that Jesus has authority over all sorts of things that make our lives miserable. This is the second of four episodes in which Jesus displays this authority. First, calming the storm. Second, today's story of the demon-possessed man. Third, the woman with the flow of blood. and for the raising of Jairus' daughter. In each story, Jesus faces something that is frightening to most of us most of the time. The unleashed power of nature, the mystifying behavior of a self-destructive person, the chronic pain and worry of an incurable disease, and the gaping finality of death. And each time, Jesus refuses to turn his back. Each time, Jesus chokes down his fear and faces the evil and destructive force in front of him. Each time, Jesus reveals a little bit more of the character of God and how God feels about God's people. Each time, Jesus is present, just as he is present with us now and all, every day, all the days of our lives. God does not turn away from the evil and ailments that beset us, as Chilton puts it. God is not away off there somewhere, far removed from our petty little lives. No, God is here with us now. God is here. And think about this too. In this story, Jesus is healing a non-Jewish person while in a land full of Gentiles. An echo of Paul's letter to the Galatians, which we heard just a few minutes ago. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all are one in Christ Jesus. No strangers, no divisions. Now, we tend to want to separate people into categories, don't we? Male and female, Republican and Democrat, black and white, poor and rich, mentally ill or relatively sane, or heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered. But God sees each one of us as a beloved child and wants all of us to be safe in God's presence and love. So, where do we turn? What do we do at times like this as we grieve for those who have died and look for ways to make our world a better place? Well, simply, we do what Christians have done down through the centuries. We turn to the gospel. We follow Jesus' example, living our lives with generous spirits and loving hearts, offering a radical welcome to each person we encounter, trusting that God is here with us, embracing us all with open arms, healing us and keeping us safe. As many of you know, we have tried to do that this week here at Grace Church, including yesterday when we opened our doors for people to come into the church for personal prayer and reflection during the Pride Fest event. We concluded our day with a moving candlelight service of remembrance, during which we read the names of each victim of the shooting. Throughout all of this, we have proudly flown the rainbow flag that has become a symbol of LGBT pride and solidarity. And today we continue to pray as we prepare to go back into the world and act on our faith. Our talented director of music, Vince Edwards, has been especially mindful of current events with today's hymns. Immediately after the reading of the Galatians, we sang, "In Christ There Is No East or West," a hymn that speaks to the absence of division in the heart of God. And during communion, we will sing, "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind," a hymn written by New England Quaker and poet John Greenleaf Whittier. And the closing verse of that hymn is particularly poignant as we wonder where God is when tragic events happen. It goes like this: "Breathe through the heats of our desire thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire. Speak through the earthquake, wind, and fire, O still, small voice of calm. O still, small voice of calm." That still, small voice, which is also referenced in our closing hymn, is, of course, the voice of God, comforting and leading us through the sorrow, pain, and brokenness of our lives. Like that tormented man healed by Jesus, we too find healing in God. Pastor Chilton puts it this way: "We too have been freed from sin and liberated from fear. We too have been released from racism and set free from sexual politics. We too have been sent out into the world to tell our story of God's love and forgiveness. We too have been stripped of our defenses and reclothed in Christ. So, what does Jesus have to do with us? He stands with us and loves us. And no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, Jesus has got our back. Amen.